Northland currently in a state of emergency as more than 200 millimetres of rain is predicted to fall in some parts of the region. Falling now, the order will be in place for an initial period of 7 days. It's their first ever red weather warning. And a strong wind watch is also in place, and a severe thunderstorm watch. Well, Joey Rapana joins us from his home in Kapakawa on State Highway 1, which is near the Bay of Islands. Kia ora, Joey.
Kia ora. Good evening.
You all right?
Yes. Currently, though, I'm not actually in Kawakawa. I had to come down to Mangakahia, a township called Porotī, where my mum is.
Oh, yeah.
To keep an eye on her. So that's about an hour's drive from me. And it's about 21 k's out of Whangarei. So, yeah.
North of...
It's pretty better there out this way, you know, wind and rain. Hopefully you can hear me because it's raining right now.
Yes, I can hear you. Is that north of Whangarei, Joey?
This is going west. So you head out from the Whangarei Hospital way, headed west, and it's Mangakahia Road, which takes you around the back end and would pop out eventually up by Kaikawe.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. So what was the journey like? What were the roads like?
At times I had to slow right down. I wasn't even going 100 k's, probably about 80, but sometimes I had to drop right down to about 40 because we couldn't see the car in front of us.
Wow.
And so since that time when I travelled down from Kawakawa down to here, you've had those little gaps of, you know, nothingness, and then all of a sudden the wind picks back up and just torrential rain again. So,
You left your place this afternoon. You came down this afternoon?
Yes.
Yeah, so were you worried about leaving it?
No, not really. Not really. The skies were actually fairly open. It was just when the rains did start to come down quite heavily. I was looking into the paddocks too, because we've actually seen past floods. So a lot of the water is starting to come up, but it was nowhere near like many others yet.
Yes.
None of the water's coming up towards the road, so it was only just sort of low flooding at this stage, but I would gather come this evening it should be quite high.
Yeah, so we believe up there, and they are the sort of intermittent deluges, if that's the plural of deluge. That's what we're hearing, how it's going to be. So are you in touch with whānau in Kawakawa? Or,
The little place that I stay in is only about a 5-minute drive from Kawakawa itself, so it's in between Kawakawa and Mōrua.
Yep.
So we've got a very close bonded community. We keep in touch with one another and the outlying little rural townships as well. So, yeah, we keep an eye on one another.
Good on you. And how are they? Are they all right? Everybody okay?
Yeah, everyone seems to be all right at this stage, yeah.
Do you think that the information that you've had has been timely? There's enough support? Everyone feels supported?
Absolutely. This morning when we woke up, we had already heard about the red warning, you know. So we were like, okay, it doesn't look like anything's wrong, you know, until probably midday when the swirling wind started picking up. And like, oh, okay, I'm sort of glad we did get a lot of time. And hearing from the ferries and all that sort of stuff, you know, which is just over the hill from us in Aupua and Paihia, hearing that they had already closed down and things like that, I thought we had ample time to get ourselves prepared and ready.
Yeah, that was good. Nice. Yeah, that was very helpful. I spoke earlier to Katie, who's in Kaitaia. She's a bit worried about the creek at the back of her house rising throughout the day. So, she had a grab bag ready. Did you take any stuff with you?
No, because I'm okay at my place for anything like that. I think it's just we're quite used to that type of thing to make sure that something is there, you know, whether it's instant noodles or something, if your power goes out, something like that. Mum's the same. I think that's just typical of rural places as well. We've always got something on the side, so.
I bet she was happy to see you, Joey.
Absolutely. You know, we've got to look after our elderly at these times as well. So,
just you and her there?
Yes. I've got a sister a few paddocks away. She's got her own family to tend to as well. So, you know, you wouldn't want her prancing across the paddock there. Just love her to come, but this area is not too bad.
You got your gumboots?
I'm definitely staying indoors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your mum?
I've just got the rain and all that all around us at the moment.
Yeah, what is it like when you're looking out the window there?
It's pouring, really pouring. We've got a shelter belt, which is actually helpful, but I can see all the trees really bending. But with the luck of a shelter belt beside us, it's helping the house not get a lot of wind hitting it. So that's the lucky side of it.
Right. It's a nor'easter, is it? What's the wind direction, do you know?
It's coming from the west.
Coming from the west, yeah. Right, of course, because it's spun round, right.
Apologise. It's the east, sorry.
Okay. I'm just thinking of where you are. It's coming from the east.
Yeah.
Yeah, easterly. Okay, but you've got a shelter there.
Yes.
That's good to hear. Oh, good. Well, I hope you two are all right there. What's your mum's name?
Renee.
Kia ora, Renee. Listening? Is she listening on the radio?
She's probably got her headphones here.
Who's cooking dinner? Have you had it?
Oh, her. Definitely her.
What are you having?
I'm not actually sure. I haven't had a look.
What a surprise, eh? Mum looking after you. Lucky man.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Hey, best of luck to the family, to the whānau, and I hope the night goes without incident.
One thing I'd like, you know, is that when I was driving, just asking people to switch on their lights when they got this type of weather, because there was untold cars that were driving with no lights on, and they're very hard to see at these times.
Heck yeah. It must be dark now, is it? I'm in a studio without windows, but is it dark?
It's still a lot of light out here, so normally we don't get dark till about 8:30, 8:45.
Oh, yeah.
There's still a bit of light out there, but yeah.
That's surprising that people didn't have their lights on.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. Well, I'm glad you made the journey. You're safe and you're getting, what did you say, you're having a roast?
I hope so, yes. Smells like it.
Smells like it. Nice. Wish I was there. Thanks so much, Joey. Good on you.
Thank you.
Kia ora, that's Joey Virpana, and he's with his mum.